A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yavama Samach Gimel, Yavama 63a, pagination is 125. We'll start from the facing page, Samach Beis Amid Beis 62b, pagination 124, one line up from the bottom, Gemara's about Shalom Bayis perspective, harmony in the home. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Ha'oiv is Ishto Kigufo, a person who loves his wife like himself. Famechabda Yosem Igufo, and honors her more than himself. The insight over here is that you could only love somebody like yourself. It's V'ahavta L'reyecha Kamocha. There has to be a sense of self-esteem, that a human being is worthy of love, and then from that you can love another human being. But when it comes to honor, that's a behavior. And a behavior, you can honor somebody more than yourself. If there's one item available or the better item that's available, you can bestow it on somebody else. You can honor somebody more than yourself. So those are the two things that are listed first. And then the Braisa states, V'hamadrich banav ubenosav b'derech yeshara, a person who guides his sons and daughters in the proper way, and marries them off at the proper time. A person is blessed that his home is one of peace, one of harmony. Let's continue on to today's daf regarding the famous statement that a woman, a wife, is ezer kenegdo, a helpmate opposing him. So there are many insights over here. One of them certainly is that a woman is another opinion, and it's kenegdo, it's an opposition, but if it's handled properly, it's azer, it's helpful to have another opinion. The Gemara here takes it very straightforward, about 10 lines from the top at the end of a line. Eselo azer kenegdo, I'll make for man a helpmate that opposes him. The Gemara says, Zacha ozraso. If a person merits it, she's a helpmate. Lo zacha. If he doesn't merit, if they're not working in synchrony, kenegdo. It's an opposition. Skip a line at the end of a line. Ashkechei Rabbi Yossi le'Eliyahu. Rabbi Yossi encountered Eliyahu Anavi and asked him, Amalek siv esa lo ezer. It says, a helpmate. In what way is the quintessential help of a woman to her husband? And Elio answered, Omar lei, Odom mevi chitin, chitim kosem. A man, in the typical dynamic, he goes out, brings home wheat. Or in today's day and age, perhaps he brings home money. Does he eat the wheat? Does he eat, we would ask, the money? Pishton, he brings home flax. Pishton lovish, does he wear flax? Lo nimtzas me'ira einov uma'amidaso al raglov. The woman lightens, illuminates his life, and stands him on his feet, because she's the one who takes that raw material and makes it into something. And that's the imagery as well of a husband and a wife. The husband has something, but he can't do anything with it. He bestows it upon his wife. She nurtures it, she develops it, and she produces a product as a result. And that's how it is with children as well. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page, about 9 lines from the bottom. At the end of a line, Rav hava kometzaro le divisu. Rav had a wife that would cause him pain. She was obnoxious. Ki omer le avdi li tilufchi, when he asks for lentil soup, avdi le chimtzi, she purposely makes bean soup. Chimtzi, if he asks for bean soup, avdi le tilufchi, she makes lentil soup. Ki gadol chia berei, when chia, his son, got older, apichlo, he switched it. So when his father told him, go ask your mother to make me some lentil soup, this Chia, the son, purposely asked for bean soup, knowing that she would switch it obnoxiously, and his father would end up with the right type of soup that he wanted. Amar lei, So when the lentil soup was delivered, which is what he requested, he said to Chiya, "I'alya le'im lachimach. I see that your mother is improving. She's suddenly serving me what I ask for." Amalei, so Chiya said, "Anahu deka afichna la. I switched the request so that I can get what you wanted." Amalei, so Rav answered, he was very impressed with the insight intellectually. Hainu deka amri inshi, denafik minach taima malfeich. Those that come from you can sometimes teach you something great. In other words, I should have thought of this, but I didn't, that I could play this trick. You're teaching me something. That's a nice chap. That's a nice insight. But at lo sa'avid hochi, but you're not allowed to do it. Shenemar, limdu lishonam daber sheker. You can't train yourself to speak falsely, and it could be particularly because he's talking to his mother. You're not allowed to say something false. And if I asked for lentil soup, that's how you have to report it, that I want lentil soup, even though I end up with something as a result that I didn't want. Rav Chiya v'kometzare le'divisu. The Gemara records Rav Chiya had a wife that was very difficult. Gava mishkach midi. Nevertheless, when he found something special, tzayir le'bisudre, he would wrap it in a cloth, umaisinel, and would bring it for her. A rose, a piece of chocolate, whatever was in. Amalei Rav, so Rav said to him, v'kometzar leimar. She's very difficult for you. You bring her gifts? Amalei, and he answered that these gifts are heartfelt. Dayenu, it's enough, shemegadlos banenu. They raise our children. A perspective on women. It's enough. They raise our children, matzilos asanam en achet, and they save us from thinking improper thoughts and wandering. We have focus as a result of being married, and that's enough. That's enough to be thankful for, and it's proper to bring gifts and to appreciate. Let's do one more thought on the third wide line, the second word. B'ma'arava, in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, kinosiv inish itza, when a man would get married to a woman, amri lehochi, they would say to him like this, matza o motze. Did you find already, or are you finding? Matza, if you found already, dechsiv matza isha matza tov, the pasuk says one who found a wife has found goodness. Motze, or are you finding, which the commentaries say means to say that a person is still wondering if it's the right wife, and he's wondering about all his other dates, how things would have turned out if he would have married them, and he's still wandering in his mind. So then motze, if you're still looking, one who is still looking, the pasuk refers to that as bitter than death, referring to the woman, referring to marriage, if a person is not settled, realizing that the good and the challenge of this marriage is tailor-made for him. That's the expression that we daven for, kisamechecha yitzircha began eden mikedem, that a young couple, a married couple, should have the joy that Adam and Chava had with each other. The insight being that Adam and Chava, there were no other people to date, no other people to marry, and therefore they entered their marriage with confidence that they were destined for each other. And that's the blessing and the hope that we wish on every married couple, that they should recognize the strengths and challenges as uniquely suited for them, and they should therefore do well in marriage. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.